Both of Arkansas's U.S. Senators, Republicans John Bozeman and Tom Cotton, say they support a repeal of the Affordable Care Act now with the idea of a replacement plan that could be formed later. That approach appears to be unable, however, to garner enough support in the GOP to pass. Senator Cotton says fellow Republicans should vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act without first agreeing on a replacement. Arkansas's junior senator never publicly stated a position on the now-withdrawn Senate repeal and replace plan. But yesterday, on a radio station in Little Rock, KARN, Senator Cotton described its failure as a disappointment. He says he now favors a straight repeal without a guaranteed replacement plan.
If we can't develop a new system right away because there's too many disagreements within the Senate, I still think we need to put the marker down. We need to fulfill the promise on which we campaigned for four straight elections, and then we can have another election because that bill on which we all voted 2 years ago has a two-year timeline on it. So that would allow us to reach the kind of consensus we need. It would also allow the American people to render their verdict on what they want from their healthcare system in the future.
While Senator Cotton backs reintroducing a 2015 straight repeal plan, which was vetoed by then-President Obama, he has not always held that position. As recently as January, the senator warned against repealing the Affordable Care Act without replacing it. Political scientist Heather Yates at the University of Central Arkansas says it's a big political loss, but Senator Cotton will weather it.
I don't anticipate there's going to be a lot of blame put on Tom Cotton or at his door on this, because he's largely framing this as few or a handful of Republican senators who have defected. Using Tom Cotton's words is that they're hypocritical Republicans. And so the way he's framing it is actually going to deflect a lot of blame. So I don't anticipate the average Arkansan voter will blame him per se, but will place blame on the Republican Party overall.
Senator John Bozeman says he, too, wants to repeal now, but extend the expiration date of the repeal to 2 years at most. Senator Bozeman told Talk Business and Politics he would like to see a transition period to have both sides come together to hammer out a plan. Governor Asa Hutchinson says he doesn't believe Congress should give up on crafting a replacement plan to the ACA. After the Senate's failure to secure passage, some Republicans are now considering the proposal that would only repeal the health care law. Arkansas's expanded Medicaid program covers more than 300,000 people through the federal law. In an interview with CNN, Governor Hutchinson says Congress should start over and try to reach a bipartisan plan.
We need to let the dust settle a little bit, and some wise heads needs to get together to figure out the direction. What Democrats and Republicans agree upon is that what we have right now is not workable over the long term. It's costing too much. We need to have more accessibility. So I hope that the Democrats will come to the table. I hope that they will participate.
The governor says states like Arkansas must know what's going to happen to ensure reliability in delivering health care.